More than half the world's population practices a faith that is rooted in Abraham. He's the father of faith. In our reading from his letter to the Christians in Rome, Paul reminds us that Abraham is the father of us who believe in Jesus. And so he takes us back to the very foundation of faith itself by Abraham's example. Abraham was promised to be the biological father of a great nation, which is later called Israel, or the Jewish people. But he was also promised to be the spiritual father of all nations. In you, God promises, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Of course, ultimately fulfilled in his great descendant, Jesus Christ. God tells Abraham when he first reaches out to him and he draws him into this relationship with him, with this promise. Paul wants us to see our story in Abraham's story. He doesn't want us to distort Abraham's experience or make him into some unattainable hero of the faith, which we sometimes do in the Bible. Instead, he wants us to see Abraham as an example of a believer who has a relationship with God. He wants us to see how God worked in Abraham's life so that we would be encouraged in our own lives. Against all odds, hoping against all hope, we see that Abraham grew in his faith in God and in his promise, and that he and Sarah would have a son, even though he was 99 and Sarah was probably around 89. Paul calls it as he sees it when he says that Abraham's body was as good as dead. Maybe a kinder way of saying it was that they were beyond childbearing years. Abraham would have been sensible to think that what God promised was highly unlikely. God waits until Abraham is up in years to make him rely more on the promise than on his own biology. Abraham does not grow weak in faith, Paul tells us, when he considers his own body, but believes in God who can do the impossible to give him and Sarah a son. Faith is like a muscle. It's not that we either have it or we don't. We all have that muscle. It can grow weak without use and atrophy. It can strengthen and grow stronger when we exercise that muscle. And even if our muscles are healthy and strong, there will be days that that muscle will feel strained or pushed to the point of exhaustion. So our faith. So if you know the story of Abraham, his faith had its good days and its bad days. He tried to force God's promise at times by doing what he was not commanded to do. He doubted God's power. Sarah laughed at God's power. But his faith never died. Faith is not certainty. It's faith. It's not our work. It's not our mustering up our own strength to believe. Faith is a range of trust in God, from weak to strong. And on any given day, we may find ourselves somewhere in between, or on one side or the other. Jesus tells us that our faith can be as small as a mustard seed. Faith is a gift from God. It's something that God gives with his promise, with his word. And by his spirit and his word, he strengthens faith. His promise is to give Abraham a son. Abraham grew in his confidence in God. Not himself, But what God was able to do, and what he is able to do, is far more than we could ask or even imagine. We should think of faith not only as a muscle that can grow, but also as a living thing that needs to be nurtured. It must grow to survive. It's a truth of any living thing. If it's not growing, it's dying. Look at all the trees around us at this time of year. Most look as good as dead. There are no leaves, no visible growth, no greenery, just a skeleton of branches. But the roots are still growing. The tree is building up energy for spring. Just like the human body grows cells in our bodies and are reborn every moment of our lives, even when we sleep. So a dormant tree is ready to explode in growth as soon as the sun begins to bathe it and warm it in its light. And so Christ has risen on us to bathe us with his love and his light. We are to live by faith, not by sight, Abraham reminds us. What's impossible for humanity is possible with God. All things are possible with him. Especially when God promises something. He puts his word on the line. And we should have the courage and the boldness to hold God to his word. To believe in not only what is possible, but what is certain when he says so. Because he is faithful to deliver, just as he was with Abraham and Sarah. So God promised his own son to be a blessing to every family in this world. That's the promise. And so our scripture reminds us that God promised to do something again that is against all odds and defies human reason. God sent his son to die for our trespasses and sin and to raise him for our justification. The gospel, simply put, is the person of Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ did, his person and his work. The eternal Son of God who came into the world to live, teach, heal, die, and rise again for our salvation. And so it shouldn't surprise us in our gospel that when Jesus first shares this with Peter and his disciples, that it blows their minds. It's not something that we understand by human reason. Peter just begins to grow in his faith. It can be unsettling to realize how wrong we can be and how limited our understanding can be. But I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a beautiful thing about the Christian faith that there's always room for growth. One of the things that I love to say about my own journey is that it took me 3 times to go to seminary. I went to seminary the first time and realized it wasn't enough for me, so I went a second, become Lutheran. I felt like I was just getting started, learning about God even at that point. And by the 3rd time I went to seminary, I started to realize how much I did not know. What we do not know. We do not need to go to seminary to be on this exciting journey of faith. The Bible should never grow dull or boring with the child of God. Every time I look at the scriptures, every time we look at the scriptures, we should discover something new and beautiful and marvelous. A disciple, you'll remember, means a learner, a student. There's always so much to discover. Abraham had so much in front of him to experience with God, so much growth and maturity to experience, even at age 99. There's always room to grow. We grow in our trust in the God who can do the impossible. The truth is that we are all like Abraham. Our bodies, our minds, and our spirits are as good as dead in trespasses and sins. But in Christ, we are made alive. We grow, and we will live for eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.